WhatsApp Karima on 072-702-1702.
It is 37 minutes to, 27 minutes, my apologies, 27 minutes to 10 o'clock. This is the Karima Brown Show, the second half, of course, and you are welcome to call in. The numbers are 011-883-0702 and then, of course, 31702. You can SMS me and you can WhatsApp me on 072-702-1702. But before you do that, let's talk to the Communications Union, which has called for a national shutdown at the South African Broadcasting Corporation this Friday amid concerns about possible plans of mass retrenchments at the public broadcaster. This follows the SABC's recent announcement that it intends to retrench 981 permanent employees and not renew the contracts of 1,200 freelancers. The decision has been met with anger, with government saying it will intervene to hopefully find a solution. CWU met with its members today in an attempt to map a way forward. Well, joining me on the line to fill us in on what transpired at the meeting today is the General Secretary of the Communication Workers Union, Mr. Aubrey Tshabalala. Mr. Tshabalala, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karim, and good evening to listeners.
So could you please give us a report? You said that you consulted your members this afternoon. What is the course of action that you have decided on?
Well, firstly, we experienced that the SABC management is wanting to forge ahead with the mass retrenchment or mass dismissal of workers without even having to give an ear to the alternative views that we have as labor. They are determined to just, by the way, complete the process of the law and ultimately dismiss workers. So on the basis of that, they showed no sensitivity around the matter. Mm-hmm. They just put the numbers and say this is the number that people will be going out or will be offload in terms of the employment, which is these are men and women. These are warm bodies. These are people that have anxiety, have concerns and all of that. Mm. And that is met with anger, as you have correctly put out. And we have then met with our members, and they've said that one process that we have already embarking on is that legal process. Next week, Wednesday, we are sitting at CCMA mm-hmm. To deal with this matter. Obviously, all the books and all the rationale behind this will be tabled there. Mm. But on the other side, we have all agreed unanimously on all regions that we have to start with a program of action that will mean take the issues even to the streets. Mm. And we are having an overwhelming support as we speak, both the Young Communist League, the ANC Youth League, the ANC itself, and COSATU. So we'll be rallying our members. So the start of this thing will start on the Black Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, where all our members will be dressed in black. But the first action will be on Friday, where we'll be outside and handing in a memorandum to both SABC and the Department of Communication.
Now, when you say everyone will be dressed in black and there will be a total shutdown, what exactly does it mean? Does it mean everybody who is a member of the Communication Workers Union will not be at their stations, whatever they may be, whether they are controllers, whether they are broadcasters, whether they are journalists or technical people, will they effectively be on the picket line?
Well, prior to that, on Wednesday, there is just passive resistance. People will be working, but wearing the black as a symbol, of course. And then on Friday, basically for an hour, we'll be handing a memorandum. Mm-hmm. And thereafter, that particular protest will go back to work. So we want to give SABC management the space and the time to say, after we've done this, we want to hear their response. Failure to do that, obviously, we have to intensify our program. So this coming Friday is not a completely shut down, as it were, as before. We'll start at 12 o'clock, and obviously after lunch, we'll be expected to go back to work. Mm. So we'll be handing a memorandum. What is critical for us is to indicate to management and everyone who cares to listen that We are concerned and workers are frustrated, and these are our areas of concern as we'll be tabling them on the memorandum. And we want also to make the public awareness that there are many other means of dealing with this issue rather than retrenchment itself.
Mr. Chabalala, just tell me, have you met with the other unions like BAMAO, Solidarity, MWASA, whoever is organizing there? Have you got a common labor position on how you're going to deal with this issue?
Yes, we had a common labor position, and up until this meeting, obviously we have an obligation and a duty as a leadership of union to consult with all stakeholders, including those unions, in terms of the common program. But as an independent union at this point in time, we have this particular mandate, but it wouldn't work perfectly if you don't have other stakeholders, particularly workers, non-union members, and of course members of the other unions, and freelancers, to have a uniformed action towards this attack on workers.
Okay, so you are saying you are in consultation with your comrades in the other unions, but this is your individual action that you'll be taking, right? Am I correct?
No, we are saying we'll be in consultation starting from. Remember, this is a mandate that we've got today.
Yeah.
So we had the National Executive Committee meeting this afternoon, obviously to consolidate. So we're definitely going to have a discussion with the MAO and other unions and also non-union members to have a very solid action in regards to that.
The reason why I'm asking this, Mr. Chabalala, is the last time there was strike action at the SABC, the CWU pulled out at the last minute. And you were happy with the process, and you didn't join the others on the picket line. So how are you going to build trust in that worker caucus, if you like, for people to join in your action when it was your union that pulled out the last time when unions actually warned that this was coming?
Well, first, let's clarify that the CW never pulled out on any action at the last minute. That's how largely media interpreted that thing. But the reality is, we were in the process. We are the one that applied for the certificate, first point. And when there were technical challenges on the legalities of the strike, because we're the one having a certificate, we had to go back to CCMA when we indicated to our members clearly why we're doing that. So people who did not have a certificate to embark on the industrial action said they are proceeding either or. So we will never put our members at risk in line with that. So we went and corrected. After we had that, we came back on an action and we invited all other unions. So the truth is, we are very concerned about our members, so we didn't throw our members in the lion's den to be easily dismissed or to be easily charged where it's not necessary. So
obviously, that is your job. You have to protect. You have to protect your members as a trade union. That's your first responsibility. So I want to ask you, as CWU, during the reign of Mr. Claudio Motsoeneng, CWU was one of the unions that was very supportive of Mr. Motsoeneng, especially when he raised salaries. Now, when I interviewed Mr. Tekiso last week from the board, the HR manager, he spoke about the irregular appointments and also the irregular increases that happened under Mr. Motsoeneng's reign. How many of CWU's members are affected by that amount? I think the amount comes to about 40 million or 40 billion, if I'm not mistaken. But I want to understand how many of CWU's members are affected by that list of people who were irregularly, which means unlawfully promoted, and were, of course, given salary increases that doesn't match the work that they do.
First, let's clarify things here, Karim. First and foremost, we are not ashamed to go and negotiate for the best increase for our members. And this is what we've been continuously doing everywhere, not only at SABC. And of course, when the management agree with us and give us, we'll obviously applaud that move. When they disagree, we'll obviously challenge that. primary. That's what we are going to do, and we are not going to reverse on that.
Okay, Mr. Chabalala, before you continue, yes. I would just like to question the ethics of what you've just said. You said you always negotiate for your members, and if management agrees, mm-hmm. then you're not going to complain. And of course, that is within your rights, but the SABC yes. is a national institution. It is serviced with public money. It is not a private corporation. And if you are involved in negotiations that are irregular and that are illegal, then it means those agreements are irregular and illegal, and you can't participate in them. So I want you to again answer my question. How many of CWU's members are in fact involved in the list of people that received irregular promotions and irregular remunerations and that blew the budget essentially of the SABC?
Karen, there's always a concerted effort to try to paint CW wrong. Irregular, you cannot have bargaining that will be regular. It's unheard of. If it's anything irregular...
No, we have legal laws that govern how bargaining happens. Yes. And you have to do it within that framework. Now, let me finish, Mr. Chabalala, because I understand labor law. So my point here is that...
You're negotiating irregularly.
No, I'm saying that there were irregular... remunerations made. People were promoted irregularly. I want to know how many of your members were part of that process. Please answer that question.
Precisely my point. You are painting this as if I've negotiated irregular. I don't know who is regular. And we have to get that report that will identify people that have negotiated in corridors or wherever they were. But it's not part of the union. I'm not so sure why there's such energy to paint CW negatively.
I'm not painting you negatively. I'm asking you a question, and you still haven't answered me.
How do you ask me about people's name and who are those? I don't know them.
How can you not? You are the General Secretary of the Communication Workers Union. You must know your members. You must know who got what.
That's extremely wrong.
No. Mr. Chabalala. Mr. Chabalala.
Negotiated irregularly.
Mr. Chabalala, when you agree to an interview, we're talking about the SABC. The SABC is bankrupt, right? It didn't become bankrupt because it spent money on doing good things. It became bankrupt because it was run by a mafia. It was run by Mr. Mutsuaneng, by Ms. Faith Mutambi, who was found by an ad hoc committee of parliament. She must actually still answer in front of parliament. There are criminal cases that are proceeding against Mr. Mutsuaneng. You were an ally of Mr. Mutsuaneng. Your union was an ally of Mr. Mutsuaneng. It has been found that part of the reason why there is a financial crisis at the SABC is because there were people that were promoted when they shouldn't have been. They were given positions irregularly. They were given monies irregularly. How many of CWU's members form part of that group of people?
Well, we are going to get a report that will indicate names. Names can be attached, then you'll be able to identify the people that have been irregular giving increases. All what I'm saying is that at no particular point a trade union have embarked on a process of making sure that members get unfair promotions against others. We actually spoke against that. If you can go to your archives as media, you'll realize that even on the action that was taken against Lawudi, where he had an interview live on TV, we're the first one to criticize that. The only thing that happened, Karim, is that when Sanef and others were calling us to say Lawudi must go, we refused to join the chorus. And we are
why? Why did you refuse to join the chorus when it was so patently clear that Mr. No, Mr.
Via social media?
No, Mr. Chabalala.
Media, you are going to come to us formally.
Mr. Chabalala, you were at the SABC. Mr. Mutsuaneng was destroying the editorial policy of the SABC. He was using the resources of the organization incorrectly, but you were not prepared to come out in support of those workers. You were not prepared to come out in support of the SABC 8. When we protested as fellow media workers in front of the SABC, the CWU were not there. You were in cahoots with the man who bankrupted the SABC.
No, you see, your personal and it became emotional as well.
No, I'm not personal. I'm stating the facts.
Allow me to answer. Unless you are interviewing yourself, allow me to answer.
You have all the time to answer, Mr. Tshabalala.
You're allowing me. Speak. When I talk, you interject. Allow me to answer.
Please proceed.
Can I talk? Yes. You see, you're being emotional because you are part of the... So there is a conflict of interest right here. The point that we are trying to raise, if you go back to your archives, what we have said that we want to meet with those workers, that we have actually reiterated more than 7 times. And those workers at that particular time refused. They said, we don't intervene or not with, represent people without a mandate. We don't do that. But also that's narrow narrative that is made by media to say that all the problems of SABC only started recent years in 5-6. It's not correct. What is correct is that SABC for over years have been on the red. And that is archived from the days or previous CEOs. We've been experiencing challenges. So because you want to rubbish CW, you'll also continue with this narrative. Even today when we met our members, we've seen medias have misled people and say Bema is meeting members. And we frankly don't care. Media did not make us, nor will it destroy us. We'll forge ahead and defending workers. We have the right, we have autonomy. We are not going to be mobilized through social media, nor anyone will mobilize through us through media. You will engage us in a decent meeting where we want to show, when you want to show us your side. So, but as to say that we have to now beg because people are popular and so forth, and they can use media platforms to attack a trade union, then that's them. But we are going to defend our members to the latter.
Are you going to defend the members that were irregularly remunerated and...
Irregular, we are not going to...
Excuse me, can I finish my point, Mr. Tshabalala? Can you afford me the courtesy to finish my point? Are you going to defend those CWU members who were promoted and remunerated illegally and irregularly? And are you going to give us the number of your members involved? When are you able to give us that information?
When we get the information, obvious, when we get the report, we'll be able to respond. But first, I doubt that CW members will be involved. If they are involved, it will be unfortunately because we cannot monitor every individual somewhere remotely. But we believe that our members are disciplined. They won't be part of those. And I know that we are hoping that much of our members will be found in those regularities. We strongly believe that they are not there. But we've always condemned. We are still continuing to do so. Any regularity. We've also spoke about sex for jobs, and we've also condemned that. There's a number of things. Currently, we have what we call that irregular appointments that have made by your favorite executive as we speak. And we are quiet about that as media. We are not going to keep quiet. We are going to forge ahead, Karen. We are going to fight them. Currently, the executive that we have here have a professional consultant that enters into wasteful expenditures. And the first thing that they look into is to expel workers in 2,000 plus numbers without consulting a key or a sole shareholder.
All right, Mr. Tshabalala, we've run out of time. Thank you very much. We will come back to you for those numbers of which CWU members were in fact part of irregular appointments and of course received irregular increases.